Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. How are you today? I hope you are fine. With me, Rivai, and I'll accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we would like to present some programs started with news, commentary, and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. Stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is news. First, the headlines. Chinese president appreciates Indonesian general elections. Indonesia will chair the UN Security Council in May. Those are the lines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pane. Chinese President Xi Jinping has appreciated the Indonesian government for successfully holding simultaneous elections that took place separately and smoothly. It was stated by Xi Jinping while receiving a courtesy call from Indonesia's Vice President Yusuf Kala at Chinese Great Hall on Thursday. President Xi recounted his memory when describing the idea of Belt and Road in Jakarta in 2013. Meanwhile, Vice President Kala conveyed President Joko Widodo's best regards to Xi and Widodo's apology for not being able to meet the invitation of the Chinese president at the International Belt Road Cooperation Conference in Beijing on April 24 to 27. In the meeting, Kala expressed his gratitude for the congratulations of President Xi Jinping for the successful implementation of elections in Indonesia. Each member of the UN Security Council, based on the alphabetical order, has the opportunity to become chairman of the UN Security Council. Director of the International Security and Disarmament, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Grata Wardaningtyas, told reporters on Thursday that Indonesia, represented by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, led an open session discussion on various world peace issues with the theme Investing in Peace, Improving the Security and Performance of UN Peacekeeping. In a sense, the minister will lead an open session of the UN Security Council on the theme that we will adopt, namely investing in peace, on May 7. The open debate or open session will be attended by the UN Secretary General, and we will invite a number of briefer, especially commander, who has been on mission. So we will listen directly to get input from the commander whose daily work is on UN missions. We will invite from MONUSCO, United Nations Mission for Stabilization in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Why is MONUSCO? Because it happened that our last battalion was in Congo for RDB, Rapid Deployment Battalion. Grata added, Retno Marsudi would also lead the ARIA formula or informal discussion on the UN Security Council on Palestine. This formula will focus on efforts to find solutions to illegal settlements. An open debate on the protection of civil society will also be held to coincide with the commemoration of the 70th anniversary of the Geneva Convention on International Humanitarian Law. The government has targeted to increase drinking water access to cover 75% of the country's population in 2019 compared to 73% of access coverage last year. Public Works and Public Housing Minister Basuki Hadimulyono said in a statement on Friday that the program to increase drinking water access to the public would be improved using the state budget fund as well as private investment under the Public-Private Partnership Scheme, with a target of 10 million new clean water pipeline connections. In addition to the installation of new clean water pipeline connections, the government would also revitalize the existing water distribution pipes. The ministry has continued to improve clean water access through various programs, including its efforts to multiply the number of water reservoirs and normalize the rivers. of the total budget for the ministry in 2019 that amounted at 110.73 trillion rupees, some 39.7 trillion rupees is allocated for the development of water resources. Bangladeshi ambassador to Indonesia invited Indonesian entrepreneurs to invest in trade. Ambassador Major General Azmal Kabir, during a Bangladesh event on Thursday at Borobudur Hotel, Jakarta, said that he wanted to increase the value of trade with Indonesia.
I could not pursue the Indonesian businessmen to do business with Bangladesh. I really don't know. Even if they're doing, they are not. They have not yet involved me. I do not know much. I requested the chairman and the Indonesian businessmen to go to Bangladesh, see there. There is one organization in Bangladesh called Indo-Bangla Chamber of Commerce in Bangladesh.
The ambassador added that Bangladesh also has good quality products at prices that are not too expensive. Besides, that Bangladesh also produces various types of medicines that have been exported to Europe, Africa, and the United States. Ambassador Kabir hopes to cooperate with Indonesia in the pharmaceutical sector. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Japanese Ambassador to Indonesia Masafumi Ishii, in collaboration with Mitra Seni Indonesia, MSI, held an Indonesian art and culture exhibition entitled Indonesia in My Heart on Thursday in the official residence of the ambassador. Ambassador Masafumi Ishii, in his remarks at the opening of the exhibition, appreciated MSI's efforts to prepare works by Indonesian art master to be exhibited at the exhibition. Ambassador Ishii said through the exhibition, visitors could learn about Indonesian arts and its history through a collection of works of art that are very beautiful and rarely seen by most people.
Well, I think our relation is already very close, but in order to maintain and strengthen it towards the future, I think people to people, heart to heart, relation is always important, where art can play a major role. And I do see some hints of exchange, interaction between Indonesian art and Japanese art. There is a lot of potential for future cooperation.
In an interview with the media after the opening ceremony of the exhibition, he said that the artwork displayed had similarities with Japanese artwork in several parts. The ambassador admitted that he felt comfortable surrounded by the paintings. In the exhibition, there are around 50 selected paintings. Some of the paintings feature works of Maestro Indonesia such as Basuki Abdullah, Sudarso Sudibyo, Trubus Sudarsono, Nyoman Gunarsa, and Sunario. Mastering information and communication technology will allow women and children to keep pace with current developments. The Minister of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection, Yohana Susana Yembise, said in a statement received in Jakarta on Thursday. Yembise, during the opening of the 2019 National Coordination Meeting of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection in Tangerang, said that the use of information and communication technology requires a change in mindset, vision, mission, values, strategy, and work culture, and women and children must follow these global changes. Yembise said welfare projects for women and children must be conducted through collaboration, networking, mutually reinforcing and appreciating the work of other stakeholders from the government, which includes religious leaders, traditional leaders, community leaders, the business world and the mass media. The Indonesian government has been collaborating with the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, implementing better biosecurity measures to overcome disease and fighting antimicrobial resistance, AMR, in all chicken layer farms across the country. The implementation of improved biosecurity measures, which has proven to have stabilized the daily egg production up to 90% on average, is supported by the National Layer Chicken Farmers Association, PPN, FAO, revealed in its press statement that Antara received on Friday. With the support of United States Agency for International Development, USAID, FAO Emergency Center for Transboundary Animal Disease and Layer Chicken Farmers have proven that their biosecurity interventions are effective yet inexpensive ways to prevent the threat of avian influenza virus emerging on chicken farms. Well, listener, that's the news.
Voice of Indonesia. This is RRI, Voice of Indonesia. Here is the commentary. The title of today's commentary is Kim Jong-un Seeks Support from Russia. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un managed to make a diplomatic breakthrough by visiting Russia and meeting Russian President Vladimir Putin. With confidence before meeting Putin, Kim Jong-un said that the meeting with the Russian president would be a very meaningful dialogue. Whether Jong-un's optimism came into being when meeting Putin in Vladivostok can be seen from the statement of the Russian president Vladimir Putin, who said that the visit of the North Korean leader would be able to help the two countries understand how to achieve conflict resolution on the Korean Peninsula. Kim Jong-un's visit to Russia, although finally meeting Putin in Vladivostok, which is very far from Moscow, was the first made by the North Korean leader since the dissolution of the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union in its time was a big country supporting North Korea in the financial sector. But after the dissolution of the Soviet Union, Moscow finally reduced its support to North Korea by implementing a policy of two Koreas. The North Korean leader certainly hopes that Putin's acceptance and talks will encourage Russia to support its efforts to reduce the pressure of sanctions imposed by the United States and its allies. As is known, Kim Jong-un's breakthrough meeting with Vladimir Putin came after no progress was made from the result of North Korean leaders' talks with U.S. President Donald Trump in Hanoi last February. Whatever the course of the talks and whatever the outcome of the talks with the Russian president is, at least it can be said that Kim Jong-un has been able to demonstrate his ability to conduct diplomacy with the leaders of major countries. In 1 year, the young North Korean leader met Chinese President Xi Jinping 4 times and 2 times held high-level talks with U.S. President Donald Trump. Regarding the result, Kim Jong-un still has to wait, of course, by carrying out further diplomatic maneuvers. That was commentary, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Welcome to Today in History. We start from an event. Upon Ki Hajar Dewantara passed away on April 26, 1959. Raden Mas Suwandi Suryaningrat, or more famous with Ki Hajar Dewantara, is the national education figure. Ki Hajar Dewantara was born in Pakualaman, Yogyakarta on May 2, 1889. He then became an activist of Indonesian independence movement, columnist, politician, and education pioneer for Indonesian ordinary people in the Dutch colonial era. Ki Hajar Dewantara was the founder of Perguruan Taman Siswa or Taman Siswa College, an educational institution that provided opportunities for ordinary people to be able to obtain the right for education like aristocratic community or the Dutch people. For his services in pioneering education, he was declared the father of Indonesian national education, and his birthday on May 2 is commemorated as National Education Day. He died in Yogyakarta on April 26, 1959, at the age of 69 years. Next turn to another event about Tanzania was formed on April 26, 1964. Tanganyika gained its independence on December 9, 1961 and Zanzibar on December 10, 1963. On April 26, 1964, the two countries joined became the United Republic of Tanganyika and Zanzibar. The name was changed to Tanzania 6 months later. We end with an event which occurred on April 26, 1986. Chernobyl nuclear reactor exploded. The Chernobyl nuclear reactor in the Soviet Union exploded on April 26, 1986. The explosion caused dozens of people died. Hundreds of people were contaminated with radioactive substances, and hundreds of thousands of people evacuated. Contamination due to the explosion of the nuclear reactor caused damage to the skin and other organs. Seeing this situation, the United Nations initiated to form a commission to manage the use of nuclear only for positive matters and preventing it to use for war. That was Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia.
Pandanglah ke depan, kau lihat ufuk fajar harapan. Kita hidup dalam persahabatan, kita melangkah menuju kemenangan.
Matahari bersinar benderang, menyinari cita-cita gemilang. Walau mendung datang menantang, kita tegar.
Of Indonesia.
Wow. Well, listener, that was Sang, and you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.boinews.id. In Indonesia Today's edition, I'd like to give you information about Indonesia and, of course, in my Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia, entitled UNACRAF 2019, is officially opened. Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Wednesday, April 25, opened the 2019 International Craft Trade Fair, or UNACRAF, which took place at the Jakarta Convention Center on April 24-28, 2019. In his remarks, President Joko Widodo said that the Indonesian handicrafts currently have good quality. He also hoped that the craft industry can absorb more workers. The president also said the UNACRAF exhibition products are getting more improved into good quality. President Joko Widodo stressed that Indonesian handicraft products must continue to be developed in terms of quality and productivity to fulfill the export market. Export performance is currently recorded at 1.26% of the total world handicraft market share, or only reach $1.2 billion. Small and medium enterprises, UKM, craft of Indonesia, reaches 700,000 business units that absorb almost 1.3 million workers. However, the president considered the figure was still small and could continue to be developed. One of the penetration that can be done is by marketing Indonesian handicraft products online. Deputy Chairman of the Association of Indonesian Handicraft Exporters and Producers, ACP, Gusmardi Bustami, hope that the visitors who come to the exhibition will reach 200,000 people, 149 billion retail transactions, and $13 million in trade contracts for the 5 days of UNACRAF. Gusmardi Bustami explained that the organizing of UNACRAF had started since 1999. The 21st UNACRAF raised art and culture as well as leading handicraft products from Batavi with the Jakarta provincial government as an exhibition icon. The exhibition themed From Smart Village to Global Market is attended by approximately 1,421 participants consisting of regional offices, ministries or state-owned enterprises and individual participants. Another specialty in the implementation of UNACRAF 2019 is the presence of the first foreign pavilion from Morocco. Morocco present as an honor state during the 21st UNACRAF, supported by the Moroccan Ministry of Tourism, Crafts and Social Economy. In addition to Morocco, some other friendly countries also participate to enliven the 21st UNACRAF exhibition by performing their own crafts such as Japan, Poland, Pakistan and Hong Kong. The international scale craft exhibition is hoped to attend by 1,000 buyers from about 60 countries. That was today's My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ku cari tahu tentangmu, tanggal dan tahun lahirmu. Ku pelajari rasi bintang menebak pribadimu. Toko kartun favoritmu dan warna kegemaranmu. Ku telusuri di titik mana kita akan bertemu. Bius aku dengan tatapanmu, tatapanmu. Menyiksaku tapi sungguh candu, sungguh candu. Lika-liku labirinmu takkan urungkan niatku. Betapa ku yakin kita berdua bisa menyatu. Jebak aku dalam labirinmu, labirinmu. Tersesatku di hari wanamu, pesonamu. Jebak aku dalam labirinmu, labirinmu, labirinmu. Tersesatku di hari wanamu, pesonamu. Tanggalan tahun lahirmu, ku pelajari rasi bintang menebak pribadimu. Bius aku dengan tatapanmu, tatapanmu. Menyisaku tapi sungguh candu, sungguh candu, sungguh candu. Jebak aku menyatu.
Well, by listener, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz, at website www.voinews.id. Well, listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder. For today's edition, I introduce you to Grontol Jagung Culinary. Listener, besides having well-preserved Javanese tradition, Solo also has complete tourism destination, including natural, historical, and culinary tourism destinations. One special thing from culinary tourism in Solo is on its performance that still preserve its tradition. There are various traditional culinaries in Solo. One of them is Grontol Jagung. Grontol Jagung is a simple food. Like the name implies, corn becomes basic material for this culinary. When served, the corn granules, which has been boiled, is powered by grated coconut and salt. The savory taste of corn and grated coconut very blend with salt. For those who like sweet, you can also add sugar into the food. Besides delicious, Grontol Jagung Culinary or coconut corn is a filling food, because it is made from corn which is high in carbohydrates. The traditional culinary becomes a favorite culinary among the community of Solo, Yogyakarta, and its surroundings. For those who are interested to taste Grontol Jagung, it can be found at traditional market in Solo, such as in Pasar Gede. The price is quite cheap, which is about 5,000 rupiah per portion. Listener, that's the end of Indonesian Wonder for today's edition titled Grontol Jagung Culinary from Solo, Central Java. See you on another interesting topic. Goodbye for now.
Voice of Indonesia.
Pernah menyapa saat itu kau tak banyak bicara, hanya tersenyum. Tak pernah kukira kau begitu cepat memikirku tanpa bahasa basi. Setiap kau ada rasanya hanya inginkan berdua. Tak perlu kau curi perhatianku, ku hanya untukmu. Tak perlu kau minta untuk mendekati, ku hanya engkau masuki hatiku. Tak pernah kukira kau begitu cepat memikatku tanpa bahasa basi. Setiap kau ada rasanya hanya
you very much, boy listener. We have listened a wonderful song, and you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kilohertz and website www.voanews.id. A listener would like to give you another information about interesting tourism that happened in Indonesia.
This is RI, Voice of Indonesia. Here is Miscellany. ITB's Ganesha Prize team successfully wins at Australia's Regional Heart Prize. Listener, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. It is nice to meet you again with me, Ahmad Faisal, in Miscellany. Today, I'm about to inform you about ITB's Ganesha Prize team successfully wins champion at Australia's Regional Health Prize. So stay tuned with us on www.voinews.id. The Ganesha Prize team from the Bandung Institute of Technology, or ITB, West Java, succeeded in obtaining achievement at the international level at the Regional Halt Prize Foundation held in Australia in mid-April. The Halt Prize is a startup competition that aims to create business ideas to solve the world's problems. This year, the Halt Prize put out the topic of youth employment, namely how to create business ideas to provide 10,000 jobs for young people for the next 10 years. The Ganesha Prize team offers a solution, namely the idea of making a digital platform using the potential of 1,902 villages in Indonesia by emphasizing the growth of the villages. One example is maximizing natural beauty so that it can create jobs in the villages. This platform is expected to later become a medium that connects between tourists and the potential villages. The Ganesha Prize team's expectation is that there will be 226 potential villages in Indonesia and 45,200 jobs will be available for the next 10 years. Their startup is called Do Soon, which refers to the word Hamlet. Ganesha Prize won first place at the regional finalist stage. After this stage, they will take part in the business incubation process for 6 weeks. Then they will follow the final stage in London in July 2019. The Ganesha Prize team is the only representative of ITB that won first place at the regional level. This regional level is held in 30 different countries, and each regional winner will be sent to London. They will be guided by the best instructors, professors, and CEOs in their respective fields to further sharpen the ideas and systems designed. 6 finalists will be selected to compete in the global final round in Boston in September 2019. That's Miscellany for today. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Mencintaimu sungguh mudah, semudah 1, 2, 3. Tapi ternyata cinta kita tak semudah yang kita kira. Ada saat ku berpaling, tak sengaja melupakanmu, tapi hatiku selalu untukmu. Oh, oh, denganmu sengaja melupakanmu, tapi hatiku
Voice of Indonesia.
Hari terus berganti, banyak yang telah terjadi. Dirimu kian pasti.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was a wonderful song. And you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, next segment, I'd like to give you information about the music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Music Corner for today will present you a song entitled Lembe Lembe. Lembe Lembe is an original song from Ambon, whose rhythm is fast and very enjoyable. The song that was once popularized by Joyce Popula tells about aspects of friendship, how to make friends so as not to be carried away by negative aspects. Another version of the meaning of this song is to tell a place called Toyando, which was allegedly the entrance to Southeast Maluku and the Kai Island. This strategic position became the target of invaders during colonialism. The lyric of the song Lembe Lembe also describes the spirit of togetherness in preventing and driving away the invaders. Well, listener, here is Lembe Lembe performed by one of the famous Indonesian bands, White Shoes and the Kewpies Company. Enjoy the song.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mama gendong, gendong betai. Makasanku mama menyanyi buju-buju lah sampai basar pagi beta selupa mama e si
Mama.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you very much for your attention. We'll give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voanews.id. And listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, or our Instagram account, voice_of_Indonesia. And you can visit our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, or to our email, voi@voinews.id.